Hi guys, Rick Bradbury here, and welcome to video number 23, part 1 in the series of tutorial videos for the Canon 500D, T1i and KISS X3. In this video, continuing on what I've been talking about with using flash, the flash exposure variables, we're going to use the inbuilt flash on the 500D to take a portrait. I'm going to use this window that I have in the background. This is going to be an ambient light source, which I'm going to want to try and overpower. It's just so I can cover the limitations of the inbuilt flash in terms of its power output. And then in part 2 we'll go to a bigger, more powerful light, which will be the Canon 430 EX2 on camera. Now, just a couple of things before we go into this. The inbuilt flash, being where it is on camera, on axis to the lens, is in the wrong place. It's the only place really the engineers could put it without having some kind of arm sticking out here. But you will find that it's in the wrong place. It produces quite flat lighting, but that said, if you're in a situation where you've not got a lot of light, say in a dark place like a bar, then it's better than using just high ISO and shooting with no light at all. So we'll have a look and see what we can do with the inbuilt flash, and then we'll compare it to the results with a more powerful flash, the 430 EX2. Hi guys, welcome to the next part of the video. As you can see here, I've got myself and a good friend of mine, Mark, my new to photo co-host on set. I've not got a model to shoot. I was going to do that on location with these videos, but due to budget, plush, bad weather.
Does that mean I'm not getting paid?
Sorry mate, you're not getting paid. Off he goes. We've decided to do it with Mark on set instead. Okay. So those of you who have not met Mark yet, he's a good friend of mine, and we've been shooting together for quite a while, and he's also a co-host on newtophoto.com as well, so go and check that out. We're going to do a podcast as well as other tutorials also. He's wearing a Newtophoto Say Cheese t-shirt, which are available on the website as well. Okay, so what I have here at the moment is we have the window as the background. The reason why I'm showing the window as the background, like I explained earlier on, is I want to show an example of whether I can actually overpower that with the inbuilt flash or not. Okay, so we're going to try a couple of things with that. I'm shooting with the 24-105. I've changed lenses, for those of you that have noticed, because the video camera needs a wider lens, so it's got the kit lens on at the moment. Okay, now we have a video light as well on set, so I've got to consider I want to overpower that. I don't want that light interfering with the picture. And you may notice, because the video camera is white balanced on tungsten for that video light, that the window light looks a little bit different of a colour, okay, because it's natural daylight out there. Speaking of white balance as well, on my camera, I'm going to start with flash white balance, the lightning bolt thingy, okay. So always set your white balance in accordance to the situation that you are shooting in for more consistent results. So we'll take a couple of shots now, okay, using the inbuilt flash, and we'll see what we get. Alright guys, and here we are now ready to take some portraits of Mark. Okay, just a couple of things to go over first, some of the camera settings and what I'm using. Yes, I have changed lenses. The observant among you will notice I'm shooting with a 24-105, the kit lens is on the video camera. Okay, I'm shooting in manual mode during this, for the simple reason is if I start shooting in shutter priority or aperture priority, my exposure is going to jump and change for every image. I've got a video light to worry about, I've got ambient light outside to worry about as well, so I don't want that, so I'm going to manual mode so I can lock everything in. The flash, when that is used in the shots upcoming, is automatic TTL. Okay, so the flash is deciding what flash exposure to give, but the camera is going to be dialed in to manual settings. Now also, I'm going to be on white balance for flash, that's the lightning bolt thingy. Okay, the video camera is on tungsten white balance for the video light, which may well make the daylight outside look a little colder or blue. Okay, but that's just normal, don't worry about that. I'm going to be shooting at flash white balance, ISO 100, okay, f5.6 at 1/40th of a second. That is purely because the ambient light outside is f5.6, ISO 100, 1/40th of a second, so we can actually see this background out of the window when I take a picture of Mark. So again, manual mode, 40th of a second, 5.6, ISO 100, and we'll take a shot now. And you'll notice on this shot is, it will be silhouetted. Ready for your close-up, sir? 1, 2, 3. Awesome, just there. Okay, so we've got no light on Mark. So now what I need to do is pop the flash up, and then we'll pump some flash onto this exposure. I'm still going to keep the same settings for the moment, 40th of a second, 5.6, ISO 100. Don't forget flash white balance. Here we go, so we'll just take another shot. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. Just there. Okay, and we've got an okay exposure. Probably do with a little bit more. Now remember, in the previous videos I talked about flash exposure compensation. So what I'm going to do is go to the back of the camera, okay, go down to the flash exposure compensation and go up 1/3 of a stop. So I'm telling the flash, whatever you decide to meter at, give me 1/3 more. So I'll just take a shot now. Still the same exposure settings on the camera, and just telling it to add a bit more flash. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Okay, and that's given us a better exposure on mark there. You may notice is you're going to see a slight reflection of the flash either in his glasses or on the window, because naturally glass reflects light. Okay. So what I'll do now, I'm going to try and overpower the window light using the inbuilt flash. Remember, this thing's only got so much power. Okay. I'm going to take my flash exposure compensation. Actually, I'm going to leave it where it is for the moment, plus 1/3. Now, I'm going to go to my sync speed, which is 200th of a second. That's the fastest shutter speed you can use with flash on the 500D, and we'll see what we get there. And this will actually darken the ambient light in the background. The flash exposure should stay pretty much the same. Now I'll take a shot now. There you go. We never had so many pictures taken of you, have we? And 1, 2, 3. There we go. Yeah, it's quite funny that he's got a Say Cheese t-shirt on, I think, really. Okay, available in a New to Photo t-shirt store. So there we go, we've now seen a darker background. Okay, I've got a reflection on the window of the inbuilt flash there. Downside of shooting with a flash which is stuck in one position, really. Okay, now the window light's looking a lot darker. Now I want to make that go darker, I want to completely kill the ambient light. So basically it looks like nighttime out there instead of whatever time it is in the morning now. So to do that, I can't go faster with my shutter speed, and I can't increase my ISO because that's going to bring the light levels up. Okay, I can't decrease the ISO, I'm at ISO 100, so my only option is to start stopping down the aperture and making that aperture smaller. Okay, aperture controls flash exposure, shutter speed primarily controls ambient light. So I'm going to now go to f8. Okay, we'll make it a little bit darker. I'm still leaving my flash exposure compensation the same, and we'll take another shot here. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go, nice burping. Okay, and f8 has made it a lot darker. We can still see a little bit of ambient light. I'm going to go a little bit further now and go to f11, so I'm going to go down with the aperture of stop to f11, and I will go beyond this just to show where the limitations of this flash are. So we'll take one here. Don't worry, nearly done, mate. I know you hate being in front of the camera.
Oh yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Yeah. So we're still getting a good, an okay exposure. It's starting to look a little bit darker now, Mark, because we're starting to reach the limitations of the power on this. Okay. I'm now going to go to f16, so we're going to have no ambient light out there. Now it's just going to be completely gone. Okay. f16 now, so that's a very small aperture. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. And that's really, really dark. Now, if you remember, I increased my flash exposure compensation to plus 1/3 of a stop. So now what I'm going to do is crank it all the way up to plus 2 stops. It's not going to make any difference at all. This flash has already given out its full power. Okay, so I'm going to get a very, very dark image still. Now, I could increase my ISO to the point where I start to get a good flash exposure. But remember, ISO increases sensitivity to any given light source, so that's going to increase the sensitivity to the video light and also the window light, which I'm trying to actually kill. Okay, I don't want that coming back in. So ISO 100, what are you doing behind us? f16, 200th of a second, and 1, 2, 3, and still it's underexposed. Okay, we've not got enough power on this flash. So really its limit was about f8, okay? It was probably starting to look a little underexposed. Once we got to f11, underexposed. f16, okay, granted we can still see him in the image, but it's very, very dark, very underexposed, so it's not really working. So what we'll do now, we'll go to a bigger, more powerful light, the 430 EX2, and we'll see what we can do with that in terms of where we can get the aperture or get a good exposure. Plus, so show you some tricks and tips of using the 430 EX2 on camera.